Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Welcome back. We just about have kickoff out here today. We do it at Triple M thanks to our mates at Ream, Australia's favourite installer Ream, and so too Macca's. Well, they're doing great deals now with those double filleted fish. Here come the Bulldogs, thanks to Mungrel Boots.
Well, when you've won 5 out of 7, it's always good to go with an unchanged lineup, and that's exactly what the Doggies have tonight. Dallin Martinez, the Lesniak, is fullback with Nick Meaney and Ramus Smith on the wings. Kerrod Holland and the ever-reliable Will Hopewadi are in the centres. Kieran Foreman and Lockie Lewis are the halves. Up front, Aidan Tolman, Dylan Napa, Jeremy Marshall-King. Back row, Jackson, Hawira Naira and Elliott on the bench. Cogger, Toomaga, Fatala Mariner and Chris Smith.
And that is the Doggies side for Mungrel Boots. And it's a home game, of course, for Parramatta. And the Eels are making their way down the Triple M tunnel.
Yeah, the fullback there is that man, Clint Gutherson, Sivo, Jennings, Blake on the wing, Takarangi, Brown, Moses, Evans, Marnie, Paulo, Lane, Ma'u, Brown. And Tepla Morel comes in, David Gower, Alvaro, and Nakora rounds out the Parramatta Real 17.
And they are listening to us tonight for, I think, the first time a Thursday night. Triple M Cairns, my old mate Mark Midler.
Yes.
And the team up there in beautiful Cairns are listening to us tonight. So to go, all the workers in Cairns listening in.
Elliot Lovejoy, g'day Elliot.
Mate, my Jack Lynx, boys. I'll go Mitchell Moses, 2 try assists. Clint Gutherson, a try.
Righto, we're about to get underway. And Parramatta do the kicking off. We'll get the boys. Bowl prediction, but I will do. Here's Napa. Napa's 15 metres out for the Dogs and 20 in from touch on tackle one. Gets up and plays it back, and here comes Harawira Naira.
Big hit.
And the Eels pull him down 15 metres out centre field. So now they go down the right side. Joshie Jackson now taken by Kane Evans and pulled down 25 metres out. Dogs with the ball and a very, very vocal Parramatta crowd here. Marshall King gets it away to Tolman. Tolman gets rid of Paulo and comes up and will take the tackle about 15, his own side of halfway. Tackle 4 and centre field. Now it comes out to Lewis to kick. He finds a little bit of space. It lands. It's down there for Gutherson to pick up about 5 metres out from his own line. He's got Sivo with him, but he goes on.
The Doggies.
And they pull him down 12 metres out. Nil all, one gone down to the sideline. Emma Lawrence will come down to you shortly. It comes across now for Sivo to bring it up, and he'll play it now 19 metres out. Centre field tackle 2. Moving in there at dummy half, Barney. And then Takarangi, and Tolman's got him 22 metres out. And centre field on tackle 3. Nil all, Eels and the Doggies. Marnie in there at dummy half now. Centre field. And they get a penalty. Yeah. First penalty of the match goes to the Eels.
Well, it had to be a penalty because they weren't just working him over. They were getting off the line way too quick there. Their defence has been great the last 4 to 6 weeks, the Doggies, and that's what's got them in the winner's circle.
Yeah, a little bit over-anxious there with the Doggies, but yeah. I tell you what, I like it. I like how keen they are.
So, did we get a bold prediction from you, MG?
Both fullbacks to score.
All right, here's Manu Ma'u.
What do you got?
I've got... I'm going to go a try to Lewis and a try to Ramus Smith.
Okay.
Here's Evans, 10 metres inside the Dogs end, nil all, 2 minutes gone as Triple M rocks the footy. Marnie is there now, right side to Nathan Brown. And he's met by Harawira Naira. 20 metres inside Dogs end of the field and the Parramatta Eels on the attack. Now they can launch into fourth position after tonight. Marnie, Evans, and now it goes out to Moses, then it goes across to Brown, then it comes out to Jennings, and Jennings is going to take the tackle, about 15 out and 10 in from touch, gets up, plays it back, it comes back across to Moses again, now Nathan Brown, now Paulo, and he gets a little pass away to Manu Ma'u, who's going to take the tackle, about 11 metres out, last tackle though, Moses from 10 out, puts a kick in, out wide she goes, Parramatta still have it, but it ends up in the hands of a Dogs player, and so let's go down to the sideline for the first time tonight, Emma Lawrence.
Yeah, it's not too cold actually down here on the sideline, but we all know that the players say it's quite slippery here at Bankwest at night, and even just in front of me, some of the turf has come up already, so it will be interesting to keep an eye on the ball handling here.
Well, after the game, of course, when Wendell does his nude run, he better get him some good footwear. 25 metres out, the Dogs have the ball, and now it comes across to Tolman, and then it comes out to Napa. And he's going to play it about 18 metres, his own side of the halfway line. Back then it comes across now for Harawira Naira. Tries to get around Brown and he can't. Referee says tackle 5, just their own side of halfway. Now Lewis puts a kick in from the halfway line, comes down, Sevo takes it on the full 12 metres out from his own line, but the tackle is good, the charge is good, and Foran's got him about 25 metres out and 19 in from touch. Parramatta with the ball, it's played back, comes back from Brown and then to Jennings, and Jennings will play at about 21 metres his own side of the halfway line, gets up and plays it back again, Marnie, now Lane, and Lane's taken by Tolman, and he'll play at 15 metres now, his own side of halfway. Referees, by the way, today, Grant Atkins and Peter Goff. Now comes across to Evans, and Paulo throws the dummy, the big blow, and then loses it, and Harawira Naira loses it, but referee says we'll play the first knock on. Dogs will have possession, Dell, about 5 metres inside the Parramatta end.
Well, he did all the hard work there. He got halfway through the line, and he tried to push that pass. He shouldn't have tried to push it. He did all the hard work. He throws the dummy, double pumps, and then he tries to put the little short ball out there, and it just comes, gets dislodged. So big opportunity here for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, I tell you what, that young Lachlan Lewis, he's a really good defender. He just hit out down on his own line. Then he's put a hit on Junior Paulo. Now they've got the ball 40 metres out. Brad Arthur would be livid at Junior Paulo after that.
So here they go now, the Dogs, about 10 metres inside Parramatta's end and centre field, and getting up to play it back now, Jackson, and then it goes across now to Lewis, and then Lewis gets a little pass out there about 20 metres inside Parramatta's end now as they get up and play it back through Elliott. Then it comes across to Lewis, and then to Dylan Napa, and Napa's taken by Manu Ma'u, but they're only 11 metres out, the Doggies. Nice and deep to the right-hand side. Marshall King, and then Lewis, and then Foran, and then he gets the pass away to Hopewate, and they've got him! And they almost drive him over the sideline too, but he'll play it about 1 metre in and 6 metres out from the try line. Foran now, Tolman straightens up and gets caught in the old Malachi crunch between Evans, and so too the other big bloke was Paulo. 10 out, tackle 5, says the referee. Here's Foran, goes left, gets it away to Lewis, then it comes out to Meany. Meany's only 15 out, puts a kick in. Gutherson saves the day for Parramatta, and Parramatta have the ball. 6 gone, nil all, Parramatta Dogs.
Well, let me tell you, if that pass was thrown in front of that winger, he would have scored that. It was just behind him, MG.
Yeah, it was, Dale. You show a little bit of experience there, the Doggies.
Yeah.
Good run by Takarangi, who's been a revelation on the wing for Parra.
Yeah. Brad Takarangi plays it back now to Moses. Now it comes across to Manu Ma'u, and taken by Napa. About 20 now, in fact, their own side of the halfway line. Plays it back to Marnie, and then it comes across to Nathan Brown. Oh, they're flying off tackle.
Napa just launched for him too.
Now played back to Marnie. Short side comes out to Manu Ma'u, right on the halfway line, is where he'll get up and play it on tackle 5 for the Eels. Back to Marnie again, and then across to Moses. A charge down by Marshall King. Charge down, but Dylan Brown picks it up. 6 more, says the referee. Dylan Brown's almost
Very lucky, wasn't it?
He'll play it. He was just his own side of the halfway line. Back there at dummy half now, it's Jennings. And so now they're about 10 metres inside the Dogs' end of the field as he gets up and plays it very clumsily back. Right. Very clumsily. But the Parramatta Reels get a penalty, and this is their chance to go hot on the attack. 7 gone. Beaumont Tiles scoreboard, nil all.
I don't understand the charge down, Dell, these days from your own halfway mark, when you know that it's a really low percentage mark when you get the ball back. And now Parramatta have doubled down on the charge down because they got the ball 30 metres out with a tap.
Yeah, this is what they wanted, and they got it now.
Now Sean Lane has it 20 metres out and 15 in from touch on tackle 1. Nice and deep to the right. It's played back to Marnie. Marnie gets it away to Moses. Now Paulo, straight into them goes the big bloke. And he's taken by Elliott about 15 metres out just to the left-hand side of the upright. Parramatta on the attack. And Marnie is there. And then it goes across to Moses. And he gets the pass. Then on to Wunga Blake. And it's been a good game so far. And Wanga's going to play at 9 out from the Dogs' line. And still nil all low on the Beaumont Tiles scoreboard. Marnie at dummy half. Moses from 11 out. Gets the pass away to Nathan Brown, who's looked good every time he's touched it. Pops it back to Moses. Out to the right to Manu Ma'u, who takes them on. Pops it up for Wunga Blake. They must score. Oh, they must score. And I think he might have got there. I think he did, Wunga Blake. And the referee points to the spot. And the Eels strike first to lead the Dogs 4-0.
Well, I've got to say, the Eels were lucky to get a couple of opportunities there. But you know what? When they get down here, they don't make any mistakes. Mitchell Moses, he saw a bit of space out to the right. Manu Ma'u
Jeez, he was good. Well, Mitchell Moses, he gives it to Brown. Brown, he just flicks it at the back. And then he looks to the right. He sees Mahu there. And he just dummies. And he goes. And as he gets tackled, he throws it up. And that man, Wanga Blake, goes, thank you very much. Three players there. They can't stop him.
Fantastic try. A lot of composure showed here. Firstly from Mitchell Moses. And then from Wanga Blake, just to get the ball, time it. There were three Bulldogs there. They should have stopped the try. But a great ball started by Nathan Brown. Mitchell Moses took his time. Out to Ma'uma'au, who threw it up like a rugby union player in the air to Wanga Blake, who went over. Good try, Eels. That was on the back of a charge down, followed by a penalty. 9 minutes in, 4-0.
And now here's Mitch Moses to add the extras.
And to be fair, I reckon the Dogs, they've been aggressive. They've had the ascendancy.
Yeah.
11 metres in, 21 metres back. Nine gone. Parramatta lead as Triple M rocks the footy. MG and Wendell Saylor with your expert comments.
And the crowd's built up a bit.
Thanks
too.
To Bob. Yeah, yes, sure has. Last 20
minutes.
There's
a really good vibe here. It's like a Coliseum.
Now Moses to add the extras for Parramatta. Nine and a half gone. Moves in. Hits it nice. Looks good. Comes around straight over. And so Parramatta lead 6-0 as Triple M rocks the footy.
Thanks to the all-new Mitsubishi Triton, engineered to deliver power, performance, five-star safety, towing and the latest technology, this is one tough ute that nothing can frighten.
Boys, you're right, the vibe has certainly lifted it, and the crowd, as the game started the last 5-10 minutes, they've come in. I'd say there's around 15,000, but it sounds like it's double that.
Yeah.
It echoes in this place. It sounds so loud. And Del, I guess when you do your nudie run at the end of the game and everyone's screaming, I mean, imagine how that will sound.
Oh, Emma, you never know.
There we go. Dallin Martini's a Lesniak's kickoff is a shortish one. And Parramatta have it. Yes, Wendell.
No,
and the ball will play it back now. Marnie is a dummy half. Comes across to Sean Wayne. Remembering, of course, if Parramatta can win and Souths lose and Manly lose, they launch into the top four. Now Kane Evans goes straight into them and he gets out of it.
Oh, Kane Evans.
And he can't get the arms free to get the pass away. But he's almost at halfway in centre field. Played back from the left side, Marnie. He got it away to Gutherson and then Lane. And then Lane turned to pass. And he'll be tackled 10 metres inside the Dog's end on tackle four. Here's Nathan Brown tonight. He's just launches himself at the defence. They pull him down 20 metres inside Dog's end of the field. Last tackle, played back to Marnie. Then it goes across to Moses. He's 30 out. He kicks out right side. It kicks. The kick is good. It ricochets back towards Parramatta and taken by a Parramatta player. It ends up with Wanga Blake again, but it's still tackle five. Wanga Blake from 30 out gets a pass across now to Gutherson. He kicks. Dylan Brown chases. The Dogs will get there first, but they get caught in the end goal. What about this start from Parramatta?
Awesome.
They've had 80% of the ball in the last 10 minutes.
Yeah, awesome play there from Parramatta. Nobody panics. Wanga Blake got the ball. Got it to Gutherson, who put a 40-metre kick in the end goal. A perfect inch kick with a magnificent chase by Sivo and young Dylan Brown to get... Is it Raymond Smith in that corner? Yeah, lock him in the end goal. What a good chase. It shows that they are keen, the Eels.
Well, you talked about inch perfect, and you're right. But Gutherson, they just composed. They didn't panic. They're getting the balls to the right places. But also, their energy level is through the roof at the moment. Parramatta.
This crowd, how could you not with this crowd?
There's the dropout. Good one, too, over near to the sideline. Taken by Lane, though, for the Parramatta Eels. And he was going to bring it back and play it about 25 metres out and 15 in from touch. Then it comes across to Evans, and Evans goes inside the 20. But the Parramatta defence is good. I should say the Dogs' defence. Centre field and 20 metres out. Marnie goes right to Moses. And then Moses, he gets out of the tackle of Napa. Gets it away to Dylan Brown. Comes across to Kane Evans. Kane straightens up, and Tolman's got him. And they're only 12 metres out, though, from the Dogs' line and centre field. 12 gone, and it's Parramatta 6-0. Marnie, Nathan Brown still going, almost splits them. But Darla Martini's a Lesniak stops him. About 3 metres out now at the moment, though. Parramatta on the attack again. Marnie this time goes short side. Gets it away to Lane. Lane's going to be held up. Tries to get the pass away. Driven back by the Bulldogs' defence.
Great defence for Doggies.
Last tackle, though. Now a dummy half, Marnie. And now Moses from 10 out. He kicks across the face of the uprights. Chase is good. Taken by a Dogs player. And then this will be tackle one in the field of play.
Carrot Holden, really nice take there. And now it's a really good run there from the winger there, Nick Meaney.
Meaney will get up and play it back now. They've finally got some football as Holland has a run out of dummy half again. They've had 26% of the ball now in the last 10 minutes. Unbelievable stat for the Bulldogs to start this game. 20 their own side of the halfway line, and they get a penalty. And I tell you what, no one's ever needed one more.
Oh, wow. Even though we're only 15 minutes into this contest, it's an up-tempo game. And we said before the game, judging by the warm-ups, that the Dogs had come to play, but it's a bit of an ambush because it was a bit of a rope-a-dope. The Eels have come out on fire.
Yeah, they have. They have. Both teams have been going at it. They've got a couple of lucky breaks here, Parramatta, and now it's the Dogs' chance now to see what they can do.
So here we go now with the Bulldogs. A rare chance with the football. Dylan Napa right on the halfway line. And just off centre field, gets up and plays it back to Marshall King. Now they come out toward the left side of the field.
They'll target Rangi here, I reckon.
Getting up to play it back now is Elliott. In a dummy half is Marshall King away to Lewis. Right side to Foran. And Foran gets it away to Dallin Martini's Olympia. He was monstered by Sivo. Sivo gets up and takes off with the ball. He gets a pass away to Jennings. Oh, Jennings is still going. He's going to play it. 25 metres out in centre field. Played back. It comes across to Moses. Right side. He straightens up Moses. Gets out of a tackle. We'll come back to that hit. But Dallin Martini's Zalesniak was cleaned up by Sivo.
Fijian missile.
Now it comes across now from Paulo. On to Brown. On to Dylan Brown. Then Lane goes out left. Looks for Jennings. Jennings has the ball. He comes back infield. He gets it back to Nathan Brown. Brown straightens up. He's going to play it 3 metres out from the Dogs' line. Oh, Parramatta at the moment are smoking. Oh, we haven't even had a chance to talk about that hit. It comes across to Evans. He throws a dummy big cane. And he'll play it now 8 metres out in centre field on tackle four. Tackle four. Now, it's Marty again. Goes across to Moses. And then the ball finally comes loose off Manu Ma'u. Napa has the ball. But, boys, can I take you back to that hit on Dallin Martini's Zalesniak?
Mate, that was ridiculous. There was space on the outside. But I've got to say, oh, that hit was unbelievable. Mate, Dallin, mate, I don't know how he got up. That was as good as hit you've ever seen. That was whole body contact. And Dallin, he didn't get up, but oh, my goodness. That was unbelievable by Sivo.
Yeah, to his credit.
Oh, my goodness.
And he almost led with his head. And almost a head clash with Dallin then.
Well, I mean, Corey Norman had one earlier this year.
Yeah, broken cheekbone. Yeah. Yep.
Michael Sivo got up and took off with the ball.
If he would have hit you like that, Maroon, you reckon you would have got up?
Oh, mate, I think if he hit me like that, I'd be Brown Brett. Drop me into Rookwood on the way home.
How tough is Dallin? These are great players, man.
Yeah.
Now, here we go with the Doggies up toward the halfway line now. It's Hopewadi with the ball. Let's go down and check in with Emma Lawrence on the sideline.
Yeah, well, some people have been saying the game's soft with everyone cracking down on late hits, but you can tell it's not. That Dallin got straight back up. And that hit, that was reminded me a bit of Steve Maddie and the hits that he used to do back in his day. Incredible stuff.
Francis Milley.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's right, yeah.
Napa has it just about on the halfway line. Played back to Marshall King, and they go out now, the Dogs, to Jackson. And Jackson just inside Parramatta end. 16 gone, Parramatta 6-0. It feels like they should be up by more, though. Marshall King back to Lewis. Lewis's kick out toward the wing of Sivo. Sivo lets it bounce, and it bounces over the sideline. 10 out for the Parramatta line.
I'm not sure, but they keep... I know that he naturally kicks that way. But if I'm the Dogs, I'm kicking away from Sivo because, mate, we know he can break a tackle, but I don't know whether they're just backing their numbers to get to him first.
Yeah, well, if they do kick the Sivo, Del, you've got to make sure that at the same time as Remus Smith is getting through to get above the ball. You can't give Sivo, like Tigers did last week with Tom Turbo, can't give him 20 or 30 minutes of warming up because he'll make heaps of yards.
So 23 minutes left in the first half. Big weekend of rugby league on the Triple M Network. Got some good games for you across the weekend. As Takarangi gets a touch for Parramatta, and he'll play at 20 metres his own side of halfway. Right through the finals, we're all on deck for you as well. Marnie now gets it away to Paulo. Oh, look at the big boy go. Bum first into him and taken around the head there by the Doggies' defence. Plays it to Marnie now. Comes out and gets it away to Kane Evans, and Kane hangs on.
He's been good.
And he'll take the tackle of Napa, about 11 his own side of halfway on tackle three. Then Marnie, then Moses. Almost through again. Oh. Gets it away to Manu Ma'u, but he's dropped it. He's put a couple down now, Manu Ma'u.
Yeah.
He's put a couple down. And knock on, Dogs will get the ball back.
Well, you just got to be a bit patient here. I know Parramatta are pushing through the line. It's only 6-0. I know what Moses was trying to do then, and Mahu, he should have taken that. It should have been easy. It was there.
What a great ball by Moses.
Great ball, yeah. Mitchell Moses playing with so much confidence.
What about this Nathan Brown fella?
Yeah. Mate, he's just coming off the back rafters. And he's just, mate, how good is he running? And he's not just hitting them direct. He's got really good footwork too, I reckon, MG.
Great. Right at the line, footwork going. But this is the second time Parramatta have done this. First it was Junior Paulo. Now it's been Ma'au. You can't do that too many times with a team like the Dogs. I'll make you pay for it.
Okay, Lewis feeds the scrum. And then it comes out to four. And so now the Dogs, with it all to do, well, they only trail by six, but it just feels like Parramatta have just had the run of the game. Played by Jackson. And then it comes across to Napa. And straight up the middle he goes, and he'll play it on the halfway line. In fact, 1 metre inside the Parramatta end. Here they come, the Doggies. Marshall King. Then it goes across to Lewis. Back in field to Tolman. But there was nothing really doing.
Down that right hand side, they need to put a kick in behind Sivo when he launches back in again.
Now they come across to Napa, who looks to his left but doesn't get the pass away.
That could have been a penalty, though.
So Mitchell Moses is hit Adam Elliott. If that was the kick out doing it, he would have been sent off for 10 minutes at the bin.
Marshall King, Lewis, Foran sends it out to Hopewadi. He steps inside Jennings and then gets a pass out to Rima Smith, who trips over, gets up, and Mike Acevo gives him a little bit of attention. About 19 metres out from the Parramatta line on tackle five. Now it comes across to Foran from 20 out. Kicks across the face of the uprights. Up they go. It's put down by Wunga Blake. A Dogs player comes charging through. Gets his hand to it. But I think he knocked it on down on Martini Zalesniak. He knocked it on.
He's saying he was held back too.
He knocked it on.
We're going to have a scrum because we're going backwards off Parramatta first.
All right. Well,
then a Canterbury knock on.
Mate, you need to own that ball. I know they tried to there. I think Wunga Blake tried to get up and tried to catch that ball. But it went backwards of Wunga Blake, and the Dogs did knock that ball on. That's fair play.
Just on the last hit from Mitchell Moses on Adam Elliott, you're seeing them all the time, but you're seeing them big forwards on halfbacks. And when we see them getting penalised or cited for it, I want to see what happens after that. Because that was a massive hit from Mitchell Moses on an Adam Elliott who wasn't watching the ball. Is it just because of the size?
I think so, yeah, MG.
Parramatta 6-0 on the Beaumont Tiles scoreboard. Takarangi has it. Can't get free of the tackle of Lewis. 11 metres out. He's dropped the ball. Oh, penalty Parramatta. Penalty Parramatta. So, obviously, hands there. And Parramatta Eels get a penalty and a chance to go on the attack. About 10 out from their own line, but they'll find touch and go on the attack from there. But that penalty, I think, was just... What was that penalty for? Just late hands in the tackle?
Yeah, hands in the tackle, yeah. And look, Takarangi, mate, he's hitting that ball at speed. He's doing all the good right things there.
Wunga Blake, who's already scored one try, hits it up hard.
Oh, what a run.
And he's taken by Lewis about 8 metres inside the Dogs' end of the field. Marnie is there at dummy half, goes to Moses. Moses gets it away then on to Kane Evans. And Evans will play it about 12 metres inside the Dogs' end and centre field. From the play of the ball, Marnie goes left, gets it away to Paulo. And look at them already, Parramatta. They're only 25 out. Marnie back across to Kane Evans, right side to Moses. Then Manu Ma'u. And he's taken a beautiful tackle there by Lewis.
Again,
25 out, 10 in from touch. Short side Moses. Wunga Blake comes back to the centre, gets it away to Nathan Brown. It's the same three again. 15 metres out in centre field on tackle four, Parramatta. Marnie comes right, and Moses, and gets it away. Manu Ma'u's dropped another ball, boys. I can't get over it.
I don't know why the Eels keep coming down this right side or the Bulldogs left. Maybe it's because of Kerrod Holland. I'm not sure, because four or five times they've gone to the go to the open and then flick back to the side. Get it out, boy. Michael Jennings hasn't seen the ball yet.
Yeah, but look, Mahu, mate, he's got to be catching
those,
mate.
He's got to catch them, doesn't he?
Mate, there's no problems. I see what Moses is doing there. He's double pumping there, laying that line. He actually pulls up a little bit there when he's running short at him.
Well, we'll scrum it down again. The Dogs out of jail again. Possession starting to even up, but still Parramatta 6-0. As Triple M rocks the footy, let's go down to the sideline. Emma Lawrence.
Well, not so long ago, we saw that massive hit from Mike Acevo on Dallin Watene Zalesniak, and he got up and he was fine, but... The doctor, the Bulldogs doctor, has come over twice and asked to look at the replay twice to double check that he's okay. So they really always make sure they're fine.
Yeah, that's good to see.
Dogs get a penalty, and that's their, second of the night. And this, well, give them a rare chance again. 10 metres their own side of the halfway line, they'll take this penalty. Parramatta offside.
Look, I'm not happy if I'm Brad Arthur.
No way.
They've had a lot of chances in the dog's end, and I keep coming back to the right side. Michael Jennings hasn't seen the ball yet. Gutherson hasn't seen the ball in a sweeping backline movement yet. It must be a tactic.
Okay, Tolman has it for the Dogs, taken by Evans. 10 metres inside Parramatta's end. Played back to Marshall King, sent out to Lewis. Lewis then got the pass away to Jackson. And Jackson's going to play it for the Dogs about 19 metres out now. It's actually Elliott, plays it back to Marshall King. Now Lewis got it away to Tolman, 22 metres out. He's taken by Manu Mahu.
It was 5-on-2 down this short side.
Now Marshall King to Napa, and Napa straightens up, turns to pass Khan. 15 metres out from the Parramatta line, right in front of the post. Marshall King again, then to Lewis. Gets a one out now. This is Jackson. Jackson looks for it, gets an awkward pass
six
back.
To go.
It's come loose. I think it's a knock on Parramatta.
Yep.
So the Dogs will get the ball back again. And the Dogs get another chance. Very vocal crowd here today. Predominantly it is, of course, Parramatta. But a pretty central part of the world for both of these clubs. They have shared venues many, many times before.
Yeah, a lot of blue and white jerseys in the crowd. And even though Parramatta keep going down the Doggies' end, the Doggies are still stuffing things up as well. Del, every time they come down, they seem to be getting in each other's way.
Yeah, they're not getting that rhythm. They're not getting their shape right down this end. You need someone to punch it real direct, you know.
That's usually Dallin's job.
Here's four in from the scrum. The ball comes out to Lewis. Lewis to Harawira Naira.
He might be a little bit gun-shy, mate.
Yeah, 12 metres out. Right in front of the post on tackle one. Marshall King is at dummy half. Gets it away then to Lewis. Lewis to four in. Quick hands to Jackson. Jackson's only 5 metres out now. And that's tackle two and about 15 in from touch. Marshall King, a long one back to Foran. Foran on his own, gets under a tackle from Paulo. It looked like it might have been high.
I think it was high.
8 metres out, and just to the left of the upright, it's the Dogs. Marshall King, Tolman. Tolman is taken there by Marnie. This is as close as they've been, the Dogs. Marshall King across there to Lewis. He kicks.
Great kick.
A beautifully weighted kick. And young Dylan Brown bats it dead. So tyre power, shot clock goes on. Still no change. Parramatta 6, Dogs 0.
Yeah, really smart play there by Lewis. Mate, that option's going to be there all the time. If I'm him, I'm trying to kick it probably two or three passages wider, because I reckon that outside defence, they rush up really quickly with Jennings and Sivo. And then once you do that out wide, mate, you get in behind, they usually got one or two players overlapping.
Okay. 14 and a half minutes left in the first half.
What a game.
Expert comments, all thanks to Bobcat. Put a Bobcat machine to hit. There should be a penalty. Should be a penalty to the Dogs, this one. The tire power shot clock went off.
He hasn't stopped the game restarting.
And now, Grant Atkins.
Yeah. So I've got a penalty for time.
Oh, penalty.
I haven't seen one of these.
Yeah.
This year, have we?
Yeah, we have seen one, a couple this year.
Yeah. Oh, no. Wait.
They're going to check if the referees are conferring.
Confirm that, please. Okay.
Go look at the bunker.
It's a penalty.
Okay, it's going to be a Dog's penalty because Parramatta did not kick it.
It's a penalty.
Before the shot clock had gone off.
He wasn't delaying the start of the game. The time expired.
Yep, fair enough.
You can hear referee Atkins. Penalty Parramatta. 10 metres out from the penalty Dogs, I should say.
Where's Brad Arthur?
Penalty Dogs.
Jeez.
Be careful.
We have seen at least one of those before in a game.
Yeah, we have.
I love it. That's what the rule's for. Time wasting, and that's what Parramatta were doing. They're getting drinks from their trainers, walking around the ball, and all of a sudden the time clock ran out. And he hit out 10 metres out to get better, take a tap.
So Marshall King taps, then gets it away to Elliott. So that penalty, if you've missed it, is because they have not kicked the dropout in the allocated time. Marshall King, Lewis, guts it away to Napa. Napa stopped about 1 metre out from the Parramatta line. And still tackle two. And still only one try scored. Marshall King and Tolman. He tries to get away from Nathan Brown. No way through there. Kane Evans involved with the tackle. Got a fresh man on the field. I think it's Alvaro. Now 2 metres out. Played to Marshall King. Sent across the forward. Nice little kick. Holland is there. He slammed it down. Or did he get it down?
He didn't get down.
Let's have a look. Grant Atkins will go upstairs to the Coates Hire replay. Let's see if we can hear what he has to say. But I'm sure that ball was not grounded.
I reckon knock on by Bulldogs.
On that tackle four, mate, I've got a no try. Yeah. Can we just confirm that there's a knock on from Kieran Holland, please?
Yeah, mate, he didn't ground it. He got there and he just rushed it.
Yeah.
But it's desperation.
Bulldogs six chases onside.
Oh, he did too. He got first. He's the first man to it, Carrot Holland. Yeah. And he knocked it on. It was a golden
Carrot
opportunity.
Gets to the ball first.
So Carrot Holland does not force it. He knocks the ball on in the in goal. No try, Bulldogs. Parramatta to get the ball back.
Yep.
Well, that's respect to the Parramatta defence too, because they're putting kicks in there because they can't break the defence with their shape.
That looked really good then. For no tries brought up on the board. That looked really good from the Dogs. They had about six or seven of them all come to this blind side. It looked like there was going to be a backline movement. And he puts a little kick through. Very good move from the Doggies.
Here's Alvaro, taken by Tolman. 20 metres their own side of the halfway. Parramatta have the ball again. And now it's played back to Marnie. Goes across to Lane, and Lane's going to play it on tackle two. 15, his own side of the halfway line. And played back to Marnie again. Now here's Paulo. He runs into a little man in Lewis. And then he pops the ball back up now to Gutherson. He's got a bit of room to move here, Gutho.
It was 4-on-3 down that blind side.
Played back now to Marnie right on the halfway line. Back to Nathan Brown. Brown's got Alvaro with him. Get a pass away. Taken by Elliott just inside the Dog's end and centre field. And that is tackle four. Now Marnie again. Now it goes across to Brown. Then Gutherson. Gutherson, Jennings. Jennings can't get out of the tackle. And he'll play it about 15 metres inside
the Dog's end.
Remus Smith, beautiful tackle.
Great tackle.
Now it comes back infield to Nathan Brown. Brown holds on, gets inside the 30. And this tackle pretty much centre field. Last tackle, Parramatta from 30 out. Look at dummy half there. Marnie again. Comes across now for Moses to put the kick in. Dallin's down there. Meany runs in. Takes it beautifully, Nick Meany. Gets away from Alvaro. Gets away from Marnie. Comes to Moses and Nathan Brown. Good run, Meany. And he'll play at 25 out from the Dog's line.
I've said this before. I reckon Meany's got one of the best catching techniques in the game. Doesn't just catch him like that. With the arms locked together, even up high like an AFL player.
Wattini Zalesniak got it away to Hopewati.
He's been one of the real success stories of the year, Nick Meany. Not wanted by Newcastle. Comes down to the Doggies, finds his opportunity, and he hasn't let anyone down.
Here's four and away to Wattini Zalesniak, taken by Manu Ma'u.
Mate, this game's one on the level, boys.
Played back now out of dummy half. It goes from Marshall King out to Tolman. And Tolman takes it inside Parramatta territory.
High tackle,
Aidan Tolman. And I think Daniel Alvaro's the guilty party. Yep. Dogs get a penalty. Here's a real chance for him, Dell.
Yeah, mate. He came in there. There wasn't much in that, but like, it was high enough for a penalty. But you don't want to give him a chance here.
You get the feeling the Doggies are going to go close here, don't you?
Oh, they've got to go close.
Holland taps it. Gets it away to Dallin Wattini Zalesniak. And we've got a fresh man on there for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, Raymond, isn't it? Yeah.
Renouf Tuamanga. And then Lewis. And here they are about 20 metres out from the Parramatta line and centre field.
Same hair as Raymond.
The Doggies trail by six. Gets up, played back, comes across to Lewis. Lewis, Harawira Naira's put it down. Holland put it down. They've knocked it on the Dogs. Let's go down to the sideline to just clarify who's on and who's off. Here's Emma.
Yeah, so it was a double change for the Doggies. So Renouf Tuamanga and Chris Smith are on. You've got Adam Elliott and Dylan Napa coming off for their first spell. And just in front of me, Murata Niokore about to come on. So you'd imagine probably Junior Paulo coming off after about half an hour.
What about that hair on Renouf Tuamanga?
Yeah, beautiful. I reckon he uses, what is it, Sunsilk?
Sol Glow.
Sol Glow.
He looks like bloody Leo Sayer with that hairdo.
This completion rate from both teams now, 69%. It's a bit worrying.
Yeah.
Geez, they've just got to settle down. Everything is helter-skelter out here.
Yep.
30 metres out. We've hardly had a chance to compose ourselves. Mm. Marnie and then Takarangi.
Oh, Takarangi. Nice strength. Plays back row, plays in the halves and the centres. Great utility.
Alvaro. Alvaro's going to be taken by Jackson, and the other fresh man on the field is Chris Smith. 6-0 Parramatta lead the Dogs on the Beaumont Tile scoreboard. As it comes across now, Parramatta, and it's Niokore who plays it. 15, his own side of halfway. Marnie, Manu Ma'u, hang on to it, Manu. And he does this time for his own side of halfway. Played back to Marnie. Short side, he kicks out a dummy half. Dallin is down there, though, to pick it up. Or did he knock it on? Knock back. There's a referee. Then he gets a pass away to Nick Meany. Meany tries to straighten it all up, but he gets caught by Alvaro, who got down there in no time. And he'll play at 11 metres out from the Dog's line. Forwards in there at dummy half. Out to the right side. They go. Oh! That ball nearly came loose. Been some very good, big hits in this game so far. As the Dogs again are forced to bring it out from their own end. And they'll play it about 21 metres out. Foran gets in a dummy half again. And then they come back in toward the centre. It's little Remus Smith, and Smith will take the tackle. 15, his own side of halfway on tackle four. It's played back to Marshall King. It's given across from Tolman to that man, Ranouf Tuamunga. Last tackle, Dogs. They're right on the halfway line. Last tackle. Marshall King goes left, gets it away to Lewis. Lewis's kick. No pressure for Gutherson, who takes it 15 out from his own line on the full. And we'll take the tackle now about 25 short of the halfway.
Well, you can tell it's taking it out of the players at the moment. The Parramatta players are walking back slowly. The defence of the Bulldogs, they're lined up, ready to go. They know they needed a mistake here out of the Parramatta reels. 8 minutes to go before half-time.
So here's that man, Mike Sivo. He's already clobbered someone out there tonight. Gutherson at dummy half. Goes to Manu Ma'u, who's getting his confidence back now.
That's better.
Makes some yards. He's pulled out just inside the Dogs' end of the field. Marnie is a dummy half. Back it comes across now to Wunga Blake. Blake's taken by Tuamunga. Turned to pass but couldn't. 20 metres inside. The Dogs' end on the last tackle. Moses has it from 30 out. Kicks. Kicks. And Martini Zalesniak has it 9 out from his own line. Gets out of a tackle. Runs across. Brown tried to clobber him. And he'll play it now 15 metres out. From the play the ball, it's the Doggies now again. That man, Meany, up toward the halfway line. He's going to play it 20 metres short. And gets up. Plays it back to Marshall King. Goes right. Gets it out to Jackson. And then it comes on to Hopewati, who's going to be taken by Jennings. They try and throw him over the sideline.
No.
Referee says no way, no. Too much. Penalty.
That's not a penalty. No way.
They've given the Dogs a penalty and then a little bit of lip, so they cop 10 metres from referee Peter Goff.
I've caught Howard and they kept dragging him.
Oh, he was still going.
That's my decision, Clint.
The momentum was still going.
Reed Marnie is injured. Let's go down to Emma Lawrence.
Yeah, he's struggling from breath. He's sort of holding his chest or sternum region and coming off at the moment. So I'll go and check on exactly what the injury is.
That's a bad call, boys.
Well, Wendell, when they got the penalty, the Dogs, then Parramatta threw in a little bit of lip, a little bit of cheek. They got large 10 metres.
I get that, but, mate, his momentum never stopped at any stage. He was getting dragged.
Oh, Parramatta are fire lovey.
Now look at the Dogs at 29 metres out on tackle one. They trail by 6-7 till half time. The ball comes across to Lewis. Tuamunga. Look at him go, the big fella. And he'll play at 18 metres out centre field on tackle two. A dummy half. Marshall King goes left for and gets the pass away to Harawira Naira. Oh. He's dropped a couple too today, Harawira Naira.
Yeah.
He's dropped a couple of easy ones.
That's the rugby league gods there. The rugby league gods are saying, you know what?
Yeah, karma.
Yep. Karma right there. Karma right there, Maroon.
Well, the Parramatta Eels will get the ball back. Here it is on the coach's high replay, Wendell.
Yeah, just mate, it's just bad play from the Dogs. They're panicking. He should have went in behind. Mate, he went in short then. There were three players in front of him. Parramatta Eels, their confidence, they'd be up for their defence. You know what? The Dogs keep shooting themselves in the foot, but...
Yeah, they're both teams you deal. It's one of them games where far from clinical, but it's intriguing, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's just an intriguing game that you don't know what's going to happen next.
I'm intrigued.
I'm intrigued.
I'm intrigued too. I'm intrigued at Dave Gow's haircut. Gutherson gets the ball away and it comes out now to Nuakore.
What haircut?
He's probably intrigued by your haircut too, mate.
Don't worry about my haircut. And we've got a Parramatta player down injured.
The boys are getting a
look at that. It's hard for me to tell who that is.
Looks like Dylan Brown.
I think it's John Brown.
No, he's there.
Okay.
Let's have a look at Erie. Oh, it's the player, Nuakore, the guy that's just come on. Nuakore. Remember that ad?
Yeah, it's Decoro.
Yeah, right. Oh, thanks.
Thanks, Scoop. That's what he washes his hair with, big Radoof.
How good's his hair?
Let's get out of the sideline, Emma Lawrence.
Well, I really feel like singing that song, that shampoo ad, but there are people around me, so I might look like a bit of an idiot.
I dare you.
Go on.
Decoré. That's all you get. You can see actually coming, you can see on the screen right now, we can, but obviously it's radio, so no one else can, so I'll describe it. The doctor is checking out some vision of that again. They're really onto that. Everyone says sometimes they try to exploit the HIA rules, but I've seen about four or five times now the Bulldogs doctor has gone over and rechecked that vision. So they're very diligent with that type of stuff.
Never been more scrutinised, has it?
Yeah.
No, 100%. Alvaro now. And he'll play it about 25 his own side of halfway.
We're literally going to see maybe this year's grand final, someone maybe miss a grand final after 10 or 12 minutes because of a head knock. That's how stringent they are on it this year.
Yeah. We've had a knock on there, boys. It's Davey Gower.
You should go for a Davey Gower.
This could be costly now. 5 minutes to go. They haven't looked like scoring the Bulldogs, but just one little bit of magic from someone like Dallin.
I think we'll find now it's 11 of 16 completion rates both sides.
Wow.
And a lot of dropped the ball down this same side of the field, Parramatta's right side of the field.
The western side.
The western side, thank you very much, Mark Iyer. The Penrith side, can we say?
That's better.
Now Marshall King for it. And it comes across now for the Dogs to play it about 29 metres out. And getting up is Jackson. Marshall King. Then it goes across to Lewis, who got it away to Tuamunga. And Tuamunga, what does he wash his hair with?
Oh, mate, I don't know.
20 metres out.
He wants.
Marshall King.
Whatever he wants.
And Lewis will play it 15 metres out.
Parramatta.
Then it's Marshall King in there at dummy half. He goes left and gets it away to Chris Smith. And Smith's taken by Manu Ma'u. Four till half-time, Parramatta 6, Dogs 0. The Beaumont Tiles scoreboard. Marshall King, here he is, Renouf Tuamunga. Tuamunga, he's over the line. But he can't get it down, and he'll play it a millimetre out. Tackle 5, says referee Atkins, right under the sticks. Last tackle, Marshall King, and then Lewis. And then it goes behind. Who's there? Sivo. Sivo kicks it through. He kicks it through, Sivo. He kicks again. No, he doesn't. Now Jennings has a kick. Jennings picks it up.
But
Jennings has taken. 15 metres inside Dogs out of the field. Here they go, Parramatta on the attack. It comes across now, Moses. Moses to Manu Ma'u. And Wanga Blake. Blake, he puts on the step, but he can't get around Hollis. He'll play at 31 out. Back now at dummy half is Takarangi. Inside the 30 goes Taka. Tolman's got him. He's going to play at 20 out from the Dogs line on tackle 2. Parramatta 6-0. 3 till half time. Moses. Brown, left we go. It comes out. Who's got it? Where is it? Everybody's been fooled. But Smith performs the tackle. And Parramatta will play it about 12 metres out from the Dogs line.
At
dummy half now. Nuakore goes to Gutherson. Left we go. Here goes Mercasebo. 2 metres out. He's taken in a good tackle there. Foran's got him. He'll get up and play it on the last. Sean Lane floats it back to Moses from 15 out. Kicks across the upright. Wanga Blake comes through. And up goes Meany and takes it beautifully.
Meany.
Back to the 20 for a 20-metre restart. Quick tap taken by Meany. He got a pass away. And the Dogs now on the attack.
Jeez.
Good game.
They've got to stop kicking around Meany.
Yeah.
But they've got to kick it on the centre on the halves. And the cross kicks.
There's Hopewadi now ricocheting out of the Alvaro tackle. But what a game of football this has been. 2.5 till half time. And it felt like at one point Parramatta were just going to run away with it, boys. But they only lead 6-0.
That's one thing about this 2019 Dog side. They don't go away.
Now the ball is with Marshall King. And then it goes out to Harawira Naira. He's going to play it 10 metres inside Parramatta's end. Back to Marshall King again. And then Tuamunga. And Tuamunga hangs onto it. And he's taken by Alvaro. And Gower.
They've got to be smart.
He's dropped the ball. No, he hasn't play on, says the referee. Well, he popped it up somehow to Marshall King. And they're only 18 metres out. 20 in from touch. Parramatta crowd giving it a hell of a jeer. Tolman and Lewis and Foran. And he got a little pass away to Jackson, who floated one out to Hopewadi. Hopewadi gets over and slams it down. This should be a try to the Bulldogs. But referee Atkins, being referee Atkins, says let's have a look at it on the coach hire replay.
That's a try every day of the week.
I have a no try.
Can we
just check Browning,
please?
Wow. Oh, please. Oh, that's his... Well,
let's look at Hopper, see if he's...
Yeah.
His face and his action.
Hopewadi says, I put it down. I think he did.
He's still playing.
Hopewadi maintains possession and grounds the ball in the end goal.
And that would have been a penalty anyway.
Yeah.
He's got to play with the boot.
Gutherson stuck his foot out, put it on Gutherson's foot, but still had control of it and put it down.
Yeah. What about that try?
Unbelievable.
What about that try to Will Hopewadi? Beautiful right side movement, Doggies. And they strike back with a try with 90 seconds till half-time. Parramatta 6, Bulldogs 4.
Yeah, well, that's a big win. Dean Payne will say to his troops in half-time, boys, we fought hard because they were all over us in that first 30 minutes and we came back to level it up. Great ball by Foran. Looked like Jackson was going to score. He threw a big floater out to Hopewadi, who could have gave it to Roma Smith. He said, no, you know what? Yeah. I'm going to back myself.
and he usually comes up trumps, and he did tonight as well.
Unbelievable.
And as Del said, he put the ball down on Gutherson's boot, but he had the fortitude to put the, to balance it somehow.
Yeah.
To balance it.
Unbelievable.
It looked like he dropped the ball from that angle, but in slow motion, it went on Gutherson's boot first. He still controlled it, and somehow, well done.
Unbelievable.
Will Hopper-Wardy.
Expertly designed Beaumont bathroom packages you can change to suit with tiles, taps, tubs, the loo, the lot from $3,000 shoes, Beaumont's. Beaumont Tiles sponsored the scoreboard in the first half. Parramatta 6, Dogs 4. As Triple M rocks the footy, rocks the finals too. Got a big finals campaign. And will Parramatta finish in the top four? Well, they need a win tonight, be a good start. They need Souths to lose. They need Manly to lose to Canberra. And this is a kick from about 1 metre in from touch. Nick Meaney, what a game he's having.
Which all could happen.
All possible, yeah, I was going to say that.
Kick predictor, what is it, 45%?
No, he won't kick this.
Parramatta 6, Bulldogs 4. With, well, this will go and that'll just be about it for the first half.
It will.
Here we go. He moves in, hits it, comes around. Oh, right over. 6-6 as Triple M rocks the footy.
Getting the winter chills for the very best in hot water, install a Rheem. With over 80 years of manufacturing in Australia, Rheem has been building Aussie tough water heaters for Aussie families and Aussie conditions. No wonder Rheem is Australia's favourite brand of water heaters. Ask your plumber to install a Rheem.
6-6, Parramatta and the Bulldogs on the Beaumont Tile scoreboard. And we've got 8 seconds left in the half. What an entertaining game.
Unbelievable. Oh, look, I reckon this game has been evenly, you know, balanced. And this is a perfect scoreline at the moment because both teams haven't been clinical, giving each other chances.
I agree. It's been, as you, well, I think we said it through the call. Mm. The first team to knuckle down and just get through their sets without trying to throw the miracle ball will win this game pretty easily. But they're both showing each other respect.
As Gutherson's kickoff, this will be just the one run-up of the half to Renouf Tuamanga, who takes the tackle. Nab.
He's been good since he's been on, Renouf.
Yeah. 6-6, that is half-time. The Bulldogs and Parramatta. What a game of footy at Bankwest Stadium. NAB Business Banking. Start your story of progress. Search NAB Business. Wendell, MG, Emma and Maroon back with a half-time wrap as Triple M rocks the footy. Welcome back to Bankwest Stadium. Parramatta and the Dogs are 6-6. We're just telling funny stories of our youth. If you've ever caught the train after a few schooners and fallen asleep and woken up in MG's case, got on the train from the city to get off at Penrith and woken up in Bath.
A bit chilly here all of a sudden with this Lacoste polo on.
And then you've got to wait on this platform for the train.
Go the early avenue and go back on and come back the other way.
Oh, absolute gold. All right, boys, who wins this game? Does Parramatta still win?
Oh, I don't know, Dale. What do you reckon?
Oh, look, I'm still going to go Parramatta. I just think they can close the game out a bit better than the Dogs can. Even the Dogs have showed they've got some stick in them. I just think the Parramatta will get a bit of rhythm back into their game and just not panic so much and close it out.
I tend to think that if the opening 15 minutes of this game, Parramatta don't put it to bed, then if it's going to be a tight clash, I think the Doggies will win a tight clash.
All right, well, Em's been in the sheds. We'll catch up with her very shortly, but the crowd just getting ready for the game to commence again with the scores locked at 6-6 and a big weekend of rugby league on the Triple M network, of course, as we get closer and closer to finals. Who's working tomorrow? Anybody on deck tomorrow?
Yep, me.
Cowboys-Panthers is your game tomorrow. And then we go into Saturday, 3 o'clock, Sharks-Warriors.
Yes.
Which will be a good game. Sunday, 4 o'clock, though, the match of the round. Raiders-Manly, that game. Dan will call it for you, that game, third versus fourth.
And what a game.
That's, of course, in Canberra. And been pretty cold in Canberra of late, so should be an interesting afternoon of footy. Got all the finals action for you right here on the Triple M network, wherever you might be listening, through Triple M in far north Queensland, down into the Whitsundays, down into the Fraser Coast, and then, of course, Brisbane, Toowoomba, down into the beautiful Gold Coast through Gold FM, and then down into northern New South Wales, Coffs, Port Macquarie, down into Newcastle and into the Central Coast. Of course, the jewel in the crown, our hometown of Sydney.
Yes.
Down through the Riverina, wherever you might be listening, Orange and Dubbo through Hit FM. We welcome you all, everybody on the Triple M network and via the app. And we'll have the Broncos Rabbitohs on the Triple M app tomorrow night as well. That game will be brought to you by Ream and Maccas. And your caller will be the Round Mount of Sound, Big Benny Dobbin, who's listening to us, who didn't enter his rooster in the Ecker this year, but rather Tomato Relish, I'm meant to believe.
How'd you go?
I don't know how the... Do you know... Does anyone tell... Dobbo, if you're listening, could you tell us how you went with your relish?
Because, I love relish.
And I'll tell you what, he knows how to cook too, the old Dobbo. I had a feed there one night at his joint.
Did you really?
Oh, it was... This brought out these steaks. Yeah. It was fair dinkum like something off Fred Flintstone.
Yabba-dabba-doo.
It was yabba-dabba-doo, all right. It was a dinosaur steak. Dogs are out there, but please, if someone could let us know how Ben Dobbin's relish went at the... Ecker. But can't he mixes it up. One year it's a rooster.
Yeah.
One year it's a relish. What's it going to be next year? He's going to enter a bloody chihuahua or something.
Maybe a moodle.
Maybe he is going to enter a moodle. Dog's about to get us underway, and we'll get a look at the first half from Emma very shortly. Second last, Dobbo apparently came second last in the relish. So we don't want any of that rubbish. Well, that must taste like wallpaper paste, Dobbo. What sort of bloody relish is that?
Like text paste.
There it is, the kickoff. And we're underway. Alvaro has the ball for Parramatta. Back to the 10-metre line, and that's where he'll play it. And gets up. And Marnie moves. Oh, Dylan Brown into dummy half. Then it goes away to Sean Lane. Lane's taken by Jackson. And he'll play it on tackle 220 metres out.
So again, Dean Pay hasn't used two of his replacements in Jack Cogger or Faitala Mariner. Interesting techniques, interesting game plan.
All right, here we go. Nuakore, Tenny's own side of the halfway line. Parramatta have the ball. Nathan Brown up to the halfway line, and it takes three of them to stop him. And the referee says it's a last tackle. Gutherson. And then it goes out for Moses to kick it downtown. Dallin Watini Zalesniak, 10 out from his own line, has the ball. Brings it back to the 20, and he'll play it 25 metres out in centre field. Dogs have it for the first time in the second half. One gone, the Mitsubishi Triton scoreboard, as Remus Smith takes it forward. And four and gets in a dummy half again for the Bulldogs. Can they cause an upset
knock on,
here?
Knock
on a dummy half, four and knock on a dummy half. Yeah. Parramatta go right on the attack.
Yeah, and I said this before. I said the Dogs are going to have to get back into a rhythm because Parramatta Reels, they're going to set themselves up hard here to make it clutch in the second half. And you've got to start well after a break. And that run there was really good by Remus Smith. But the Parramatta Reels defence, they were so aggressive. Mate, they've taken it to another level now. You can tell. Let's just see how the execution is here, boys.
This is the exact same way they started the first half.
Mm. Yep. Nice and deep out right side, Parramatta. And young Dylan Brown getting ready to feed the scrum 30 metres out.
Let's give it a Sivo.
So Gutherson, and then Moses. And then, is that Manu Ma'u?
Yeah, Ma'u, yeah.
He'll play at 35 out and about 20 in from touch.
He needs a big second half.
Moses. Alvaro takes it straight into Smith, and Smith pulls him down 26 metres out. Just to the right hand up the upright tackle too. And from the play, the ball, it comes out to Moses again. Then Gutherson goes to Lane. And Lane is only 18 metres out from the Dogs' line. 20 in from touch on tackle three. Gutherson, Brown, then Moses. Then straight up the middle goes Gower. And he'll play it 15 metres out. But it's already tackle four, the Parramatta Reels. Now they go back to Nathan Brown again. Tries to get around Renouf Tuamunga. But Renouf hangs on. For tackle five, just in front of the uprights.
Give it to Moses.
Played back to Gutherson, and then it goes out to Dylan Brown. Kicks. Lane is there. No. Taken too easily by Dallin Watini Zalesniak. Six all down to the sideline. Emma Lawrence.
Both coaches relatively happy. Dean Pace and a bit more polish on the end of their sets. And watch those offloads from Parramatta. We saw quite a few from Mitch Moses especially. Brad Arthur just said, discipline. Every time they're building some pressure, they give away a penalty or they drop the ball. So just wanted to see a bit more control. And as for Reid Marnie, he's A-OK. Bit of a knock to the sternum, but he will be back.
Thank you, Em. And here's Hopewati, where the mail is that Ben Dobbin put too much paprika in the tomato relish.
That'll happen.
Now Lewis from inside the 40, he kicks up, comes down, and it's taken on the full by Tucker Lange. And look at Tucker. Look at the veteran.
Run.
He played on the halfway line, 15 in front of Tucker.
I don't think he's connected at the moment. He's for next year.
I thought he might have tied it.
Oh, did he?
I thought he tied something up through the week.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, we'll find out.
We'll play back. We'll get one of our team of experts onto that. I thought he signed a deal through the week.
Oh, okay, sorry, I must have said.
Here's Nuakore, 29 metres out, just to the left-hand side of the upright. And from the play, the ball, Gutherson, Moses, Manu Mao. Oh, he's dropped another one.
That's his fourth.
Manu Mao.
That's his fourth.
He's dropped another one. He's, of course, off to the UK Super League. Yeah.
What do they keep, persisting with this same play, Paramount?
I don't know. It's Mitchell Moses. He's got to know. He's got to go away from that play. Oh, my goodness. But, it's just behind him a little bit, but still, it should catch that.
Just that deal on Takarangi is apparently very close.
Okay.
According to our man, Brent Reed, who was at home listening to us in front of the fire, smoking a pipe and a glass of brandy. Yeah. In his smoking jacket, apparently.
He loves it, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Slippers and...
He loves it. In his library, he's got a library there. One of those big big chairs.
He actually thinks he's in the game Cluedo.
Now the dog. Now Marshall King gets it away to Jackson. And he'll play it. 21 metres, his own side of the halfway line. Comes across now to Tolman, and Tolman is... going to be taken and tackled there by Nuakore. 12 his own side of halfway. Marshall King taken by the Parramatta defender there, Gower. I thought he was offside too, Davey Gower.
I think he went straight into him. He's just tried to look a penalty there.
Marshall King to Renouf Tuamanga.
He's been really good at MG.
Real good, Will. Yeah. Real good.
Just inside Parramatta territory. Marshall King. Lewis almost gets through. Gets up, goes again. By the way, Parramatta Dogs 6 all, 5.5 gone second half on the Mitsubishi Triton scoreboard. Foran puts it up for Takarangi. He leaves it. And it's taken by Gutherson. And away goes Gutherson. Down the sideline goes Gutherson. Still going Gutherson. And eventually reeled in by Dalamantini's Lesniak and Tuamanga. Needs a quicker play the ball. Now Moses. Now it comes across and it's going to be... Wunga Blake, who'll play it just inside the Dogs' end of the field. Six all. He gets up. Moses at dummy half. Then it comes across to Nathan Brown. Out of a tackle goes Nathan. And 15 metres inside the Dogs' end of the field.
Oh,
a tackle four. Parramatta get a penalty. And what do they do here? They can have a shot at goal, I guess.
Get the pressure on.
I get the pressure on now. They've got him on the back foot. I've got to say that. What a great take by Clint Gutherson. Mate, when you need your senior players and your captain to stand up, that's the spot that you want him to stand up in. Nice bit of pressure there from the Bulldogs, but he took it and made a 40-metre break.
Yep, cometh the hour, cometh the man.
King Gutho knows he's the man.
Nuakore. That sounds like something out of the Bible there. Have you been reading the Bible again, MG?
I have.
Play back to...
He's one bloke who hasn't.
Gutherson, Moses, Alvaro.
Moses.
And he'll play it 18 metres out. And we used to have to read it at Maris Brothers School, Section 10... Paragraph 4, Psalm 2. Gower will play it. St. Trevor said to St. Gavin. Played back to Gutherson from 9 out. Goes out right side. Goes out right side. Gets it away to Manu Ma'u. He's taken by Tuamanga. Turns. Gets it back to Brown. Moses comes left. He gets the pass away to Dylan Brown. Dylan Brown. He gets it out to Jennings. And he's going to play it now. 5 metres out. 10 in from touch. Dylan Brown. Long ball back to the centre. Here is Nuakore. Nuakore.
Great run.
They stop him about 3 metres out. Tackle 5. Says the referee. Gets up. Plays it back to Gutherson, a dummy half. Back to the centre, Moses. Changes direction. Dylan Brown kicks now.
Kick.
And it's taken by Remus Smith, who gets back in the field to play little Remus. And he'll play it 5 metres out. Tolman, 6 all on the Mitsubishi Triton scoreboard. Down to the sideline, Triple M rocks the footy, Emma Lawrence.
Yes, we have a very special guest here at Bankwest tonight, Micah Sebo's dad. He's over from Fiji and has been... a massive hit there from Sebo as well. And obviously going to want to impress his dad tonight. And I think the Doggies are getting a penalty here, gents.
Let's have a look at it.
Dallin. Hit on Dallin.
So,
and Dallin's not real good either, just quietly.
Let's have a look. Was it late? Let's have a look at the coach replay. It looks like Nathan Brown.
And it's a shoulder charge.
It's a shoulder charge.
No. Nathan!
This is going to be trouble.
Mate, you on your corner?
This is
going to be trouble here. Let's have a look at it. This is going to be trouble through the week for Nathan Brown.
Nathan, that's silly, mate.
Well, that's the old-fashioned shoulder charge.
Yeah, it is.
That's what they got out
of it. Josh! It's a shoulder charge.
Josh!
considerable force.
Josh! Nathan Brown and Josh Jackson pushing and shoving. They're all come running in now. Oh, it's a big push and shove-a-thon. Have a go at this. Two players being spoken to by the referee, and they just went at it.
Holy moly, Josh Jackson was one of them.
Yeah, Josh Jackson, he's fired up.
Jackson and Nathan Brown.
Holy moly, Nathan Brown
will be put on report here.
Yeah. I think he's come up and said something to him, obviously.
Yeah, he did.
Bring him back with you.
Mate, Nathan Brown took a little bit of time on the sideline here.
Yeah, that
Nathan,
was...
Josh, set the example. Nathan. Oh, Josh Jackson.
I've never seen Josh Jackson fire up like that.
Let's see if we can have a listen here to referee Atkins.
Brandy's been so good.
Yeah.
Nathan!
Yeah, here we go. He's got to get Nathan Brown in here again.
What do you reckon?
This could change the whole game.
Yep.
He's going for 10.
There's a shoulder charge with force.
Shoulder charge with force on report. And he's in the bin.
Yeah.
There you go. A shoulder charge with force and Nathan Brown in the bin.
That was silly.
That's why the shoulder charge was outlawed. And he didn't miss Dallin Watene's Lesniak either.
Now, Nathan Brown has got some stupid some things that we haven't seen it as much of late.
Yeah.
Your actions while walking over.
Oh, yeah.
Made that considerably worse.
I'm allowed to express my opinion, though.
That didn't help. You didn't help either. You're both staying on the field.
Oh.
But if you flare it up again, you're going to be sitting there too.
All right, so Nathan Brown's in the bin. But the worst is that he's on report.
I'm happy with how he's handled all that. That's fine. That was silly.
They're trying to be in the top four, Del. You talk about your senior players standing up, and then Nathan Brown does that.
I know, that was silly. That was a brain explosion.
Look, and then Josh Jackson's obviously come in and said something. Lockie Lewis has tackled Nathan Brown around the legs, and it's been a big all-in.
Yeah.
The jersey grabbing everywhere.
Yep, there it is. But no punches thrown, just a little bit of push and slap. And anyway, Nathan Brown is on report. So Parramatta fans, you've got a worrying week.
There you go, Josh Jackson.
There's Josh Jackson. He runs straight into little Dylan Brown. Now, Em, what were you saying about Mike Acevo's dad? Sorry, we interrupted.
Oh, no, that was very dramatic, wasn't it? So Mike Acevo's dad, he's been over here for 2 weeks from Fiji. The first time he's ever watched Micah play. First time he's ever been on a plane. So this will be the farewell game for him.
Okay, here's Tolman. Tolman gets out of a tackle taken by Wonga Blake. And he's 15 metres inside Parramatta's end. Here's Renouf to Amunga. Through goes Renouf. Gets a pass away to Foran. They're only 18 out in centre field. Oh, they're angry, the Dogs. 6-6, Parramatta and the Dogs. Smith has the ball. 10 metres out. Turns to pass. Gets it back to Foran. Foran's going to be taken. And he will play it now. 9 gone, second half. A Mitsubishi Triton scoreboard the same. 6-6. Marshall King gets in the dummy half. Dallin Martini, Zalesniak, out to Hopewate, gets the pass away then on Remus Smith, six more Parramatta, 3 metres out, a fresh set of 6 tackles, nice and deep out left side they are, Foran with the ball, Tuamunga, inside the 10 goes Tuamunga, taken by Nuakore.
Is Remus flushed out with his head there?
Dallin Martini, Zalesniak, or we've got Mike Acevo down injured.
Okay.
As he plays the ball or as part of the play the ball?
Actually, we're going to go with a penalty at the moment.
Yeah, I think Remus Smith.
Yeah.
I think led with his head.
Remus.
Who
on? Yeah,
on Acevo. At the play the ball, led with his head like a headbutt. That's what I saw before.
Put the ball down over there.
And the touch judge picked it up.
You lunge forward with the head. It's on the floor.
Now, Remus Smith's now on report.
Yeah.
Nathan Brown is on report. Remus Smith is on report.
On the replay here, he lunges it in. In it, but...
Mike Acevo's okay. Yes.
But Remus Smith's done that before. He did it down here. I'm not sure, what's this end down here we call this end?
The northern end.
Yeah, the northern end. I reckon he did it in the first half as well.
I often referred to as the other end.
the loose end.
Well, once again, that takes a bit of pressure off, doesn't it, the Eels? Really silly play there by Remus Smith. You've got to keep your cool, son.
So now somebody's gone to the bin. Foran's gone to the bin now. Or is it Remus Smith?
No, Remus.
Let me go down to Emma Lawrence. Remus. It's all unfolding in front of you, Emma.
Oh, this is dramatic, isn't it? So Remus Smith has just been binned. You can barely hear anything here because the crowd are going absolutely mental. So it's now a penalty to the Eels. And, of course, too, We've got Nathan Brown in the bin, so now it's officially 12 on 12 here at Bankwest Stadium. Well, drama galore.
Remus Smith, his team really had the chance to have the advantage there. Now we've got Nathan Brown in the bin for another 8 minutes. Remus Smith is in the bin. Both players on report. Mike Aceva copped the head of Remus Smith to the jaw. And I tell you what, we've had some drama here tonight. Parramatta, Dylan Brown, right on the halfway line as Triple M rocks the footy. And played out a dummy half. Marnie got it away to Sean Lane, who tried to cut back infield. He really blew it there, Remus Smith. Played back a dummy half for Gutherson. Inside the 30 goes Gutherson. Tolman's got him, and so too has Josh Reynolds. 20 metres out, 20 in from touch. Tackle 5, says the referee. Marnie goes across to Brown. Then Moses kicks, chases it himself.
Moses.
And the Dogs have it caught in the in-goal area. Time power shot clock is on. Goal line dropout. And it's still 6-6 Parramatta and the Dogs.
What a crazy, crazy game. But I love it. I love the action. We're closing in on semi-final footy. You can smell it in the air. It's a bit warmer tonight, 14 degrees, and both teams are at each other.
But there's no love lost here between Parramatta and the Bulldogs. We knew that coming here tonight. That's what we were hoping, for an absolute cracker. This game's got everything at the moment. And what I like, that Mitchell Moses, he composed himself, put the kick in and chased it. It's up to Mitchell Moses here to get his team home.
Nice dropout to the halfway line. Dylan Brown across to Nuakore, but the chase is good. 12 on 12. Nathan Brown in the bin and Remus Smith in the bin. Marnie gets it away to Gower. Gower's taken by Napa. That's a lot of feeling in this game. He gets up sore and sorry, does Gower.
He'll get up.
Now played back to Marnie. Sent across to Moses. 23 metres out.
He's got
to
do more of that.
Here's Parramatta with 28 minutes left in the game. Now, Dylan Brown. Dylan Brown is taken by Napa now.
Great defense here by the Dogs.
15 out, 20 in from touch. Marnie comes short, gets it away to Gutherson. Gutherson kicks. Jennings is there. Mike Aceva, he's dropped it. He's dropped it.
Knocked it on.
He's knocked it on.
No.
There's no good to go upstairs, Mr. Atkins. We saw it from Mars. We saw it from Uranus. He dropped it. Don't set it upstairs.
No try. He's got a knock on from Mike Aceva.
Yeah. Mate, Sivo, he had to compose himself then.
Yep.
He was there. Either launch.
He should use two hands.
Parramatta kick chase is onside.
He sticks one hand out.
Dive on it.
Oh, the bounce got him. Oh.
Mike Sivo knocks on and fails to regain the ball before it touches the ground. We have a decision.
So this would be no try. This would be a 20-metre restart for the Dogs. Let's go back to the sideline. By Jesus, it's been busy, Em.
Oh, it certainly has. And just in front of me, Dallin Watenese Lesniak has just come off. Looks like a wrist or something. Perhaps something is
not good.
Dislocated. Yeah. Definitely not an HIA, so I'll go and check on exactly the injury.
So Cogger comes on?
No, Ramos has come on.
Oh, okay.
All right, now we've got Fatala Mariner out there and we've got Renouf Tumunga out there.
Looks like Hawira Nora's coming out to the centres.
Yep.
Here he comes out, Fatala Mariner. Look at all these big hair. And then the hair bear bunch.
And Will Hopwadi fullback.
Now we've got Jackson, and Jackson gets through. Jackson, he's away, Josh Jackson. He's still going, Josh Jackson.
What a player.
30 metres out, 10 in from touch. They go on the attack. 6-6 on the Triple M Mitsubishi Triton scoreboard. Marshall King can't get through. He'll play at 28 out and centre field on, what is that, tackle 3. Now we go from Tolman. We go to Lewis. Lewis, Nuakore, just hang on. 15 metres out from the Parramatta line, from the play of the ball. Forward goes to the 10. Gets it away to Hopewake. Floats one across. Almost a chance of an intercept. Ball comes loose. Knock on Bulldogs first. But it's what Emma was pointing out earlier. That ball does get very slippery on the surface. This time of night out there at Bankwest Stadium, it's the old slippery ball. Or as...
soapy ball. Yep. Soapy balls.
Training with soapy balls. Maybe train with a soapy ball and a dry ball, because it's not like it's not so dark, it's not so late.
Yeah, I'm hearing you, but this ground too.
Are you hearing me, Del?
Yeah,
I'm saying
you.
One dry ball, one soapy ball. Yeah. Don't soap up all your balls. Keep one dry.
I got you. I'm hearing you loud and clear, Maroon.
Right. 6-6 on the Mitsubishi Triton scoreboard.
But the players need to bring it back a level. Like they're playing
you know, at such...
frenetic.
Yeah, exactly. Pace. I mean, even Jennings and Sivo on that have got to slow it down a bit, compose themselves to pick up that ball. If Jennings picks up that ball, then he's away. No one's getting him there. But you know what? He gets there, and because he's so hypo and so frenetic, he knocks it on.
20 metres out and 20 in from touch. We're going to have a scrum. And we've got Nathan Brown still.
Yeah.
What's he got
couple
left?
Minutes, eh?
I think 4 minutes left in the bin, according to that.
Well, he owes his team. I know he's been great tonight, but that was just stupid what
well,
he did.
Well, in all likelihood, Dale, he's not going to be there for the next couple of weeks.
Well, that's the stupid part.
Yeah.
Now, they're playing to get into the top four, not only tonight, but over the next couple of weeks. But, I mean, he does do some buffet things. He's famous for it. Sean Lane is taken by Foran.
Great defence.
And Kerrod Holland, they get him and pull him down just his own side of the halfway line. Played back and out of dummy half goes down the short side. Gutherson. Gutherson is taken by Kerrod Holland again. He gets up and plays it back to
again,
Dylan Brown. And then it goes across to Marnie. And then Marnie gave the pass on to Nuakore. He's 30 metres out. Last tackle. The Dogs have got a tackle for one more. It goes across. There's the kick from Moses. And picked up. No, it wasn't the kick, really. Meany got it back to Hopewate, and Hopewate brings it back, and he'll start at about 18 metres out. 6-all, 14 gone second half.
You're better off putting it through the hands and trying yourself if you're going to put such a nonchalant kick like that in.
It was limp. It was limp, the kick.
Now here's Hopewate. And he's going to play it.
The limp picks it.
Man, that band, Limp Bizkit. I met that guy one day. He was a tool.
Yeah, Fred Durst.
Yeah, Fred Durst. Here's Tolman. He goes inside the Parramatta's end by a couple of metres.
What did he say to you?
No, just a lot of those blokes are wombats, mate, to be honest with you. Now here's the Vitala Mariner. Almost through, turns to pass. He can't get it away. It's the last tackle, and it's played back to Marshall King. Sent across now to Foran from 30 out. He puts a kick up. Gutherson gets under it. Oh, Mike Acebo. He flew from the skies and caught it like it was a big bag of carver and brings it down 10 metres out.
Oh, that's what I call the flying Fijian. He took off then and he only wanted one thing, and that was the carver.
And now the ball is out of Gutherson. Vitala Marin, let's get an update from the... We won't go down to UGSM. She's just having some problems there. Ball comes across to Paulo. Napa, we might have to send you down to work those technical problems out, MG.
Yep, on my way.
20 metres out. Play back to Marnie. Marnie sends it across to Moses. Moses. Uh-oh. Moses gets a pass out there to... Who is that? Manu Ma'u, who sends it back to Moses.
Blake.
Here they go now. Wunga Blake. Oh. Straight through goes Wunga. Wunga Blake keeps it alive. Oh. Gets it away to Gutherson. Oh, the razzle-dazzle. 25 metres out. Last tackle, says referee Atkins. Short side Marnie.
Oh,
he kicks. Again, that's not the kick.
No.
And Hopewate takes it right on the try line. And Hopewate breaks one. And Hopewate, he's gone right through. Hopewate, he's only going to beat Gutherson. He gets around Gutherson. He gets around Paulo. He's still going. What a run from Hopewate. Back to the halfway line.
He's been unbelievable. But Moses, that's the old Moses, kicking for himself.
And the ball comes across. Holy Moses. Meany will play it 10 metres inside Parramatta's end. 6-all, 16 gone.
I can't believe that.
Now it goes across to Marshall King, back to Napa. He gets out of a tackle. He's going to play it 20 metres inside the Parramatta end of the field. One end to the other, but still only 6-all. Lewis floats one out to Harawira Naira, who can't get the pass away. 25
what
out.
A game.
10 in from touch. Played back now to Smith. Given to Tolman. Inside the 20 goes Aiden. Gets it away, then on to Lewis. Floats it back to Fatala Mariner. Mariner can't get through. Yes, he can. He needs support. Knocked down. Taken by Manu Ma'u. Parramatta ball. Parramatta ball.
Once again, William Hopewate, take a bow. What a play. Oh, this is what you don't need. And you know what? Mitchell Moses, in the second half, it's been good, but that was a selfish play before. Kicking down that right-hand side for two players. They had them lined out on the left side here. They had them at sixes and sevens.
17 and a half gone, second half.
Quickly, great kick.
Quickly down to the sideline, Emma Lawrence.
Yeah, so it's a shoulder injury, it looks like, for Dallin Wetenesa Lesniak.
Oh, really?
Still inside, getting checked and not on the bench at the moment.
I think he's coming back out now, Em.
There he is. There he's coming back now. Just had a tick of approval. There we go. That was quick. I was only over there a minute ago, and they've all of a sudden he's out.
I would say he had a quick noodle, and out he comes.
Nathan Brown's time is up.
Okay, Brownie.
90 seconds left for Remus Smith. So those two have been in the bin. Six all is the score. It's played back to Marnie. It comes out now to Lane. Lane is taken by Fatala Mariner.
Oh, Napa's working him over here.
Maybe a field goal here, boys.
No.
Jennings.
There'll be a penalty here soon.
Moses.
There'll be a two-pointer, I reckon.
Now it's with Paulo, who's going to play at 15 out. Centre field. Yeah. And that's tackle four. Now we go across to Brown. Back from the sin bin. 11 out, last tackle. Parramatta on the attack. Played back to Marnie, goes left, gets it away, then onto Dylan Brown, then Gutherson, Sivo, he cuts back in, Sivo! Did he drop it? I think he's dropped it again.
He dropped it again.
Let's have a look on the coach's eye replay.
He runs around him.
He got over. Let's have a listen to the referee Atkins.
Mate, I have a no try.
Yeah. Oh. I think he dropped
it
again.
Can we first check an instruction?
No,
he was so strong. He doesn't drop him. He's done two tonight. Sivo.
Yeah.
Really?
Let's have a look at this on the coach hire replay, boys. Oh,
mate, Gutherson should have thrown it there when the winger jammed in.
Chew it himself.
Yeah.
Gutho. No Shepherd.
No obstruction in the lead up, going through to the grounding.
Goes back.
Is it? Will Hopewadi again? Oh.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's dropped that, boys.
It's William Hopewadi. I put it in Hopewadi. Hopewadi gets in front of him and does enough to dislodge the ball.
Oh, that's not on. Loses possession of the ball.
That's not on.
We have a decision.
No try.
Wow.
No try.
William Hopewadi.
Mike Asiva, no try. William Hopewadi saved the day. Oh, he's had a good game, Hopper. Yes. By geez, he's had a good game.
He has. Oh, wow.
No try, Parramatta. Jeez, no try, Mike Asiva.
Too many options then, Sivo. Get your body hot and low and score, son.
Yeah, a bit too fancy, wasn't it, Del?
He's just so used to throwing blokes off then, you know?
Yep.
We wanted to push him away and go over the top of him. But you know what? Hopewadi got himself tangled up with him.
He's been unbelievable, Will Hopewadi, second half.
Yeah, next level.
Six all on the Mitsubishi Triton scoreboard. You just can't frighten that Triton.
Oh, yeah.
That's why it's got the seven-year warranty. Count them 7 years. What do you get a seven-year warranty with? Let me ask you that question. Fatala Mariner, he would have got a seven-year warranty with that hairdo, perhaps. But that's about all. He's right on the halfway line, gets up and plays it back to Marshall King. Marshall King gets it away to Foran. Then it goes out to Jackson. And Jackson's going to be taken just inside Parramatta's end.
Remus Smith back on.
20 minutes left in the game. Foran, Marshall King, Fatala Mariner. Oh, the Dogs, are they going to cause an upset today? They've won five of their last seven. They're going to set the cat among the pigeons. Then it goes from Marshall King out to Lewis. Then it goes out to Meany. But the pass went forward. And the referee calls it back again. I cannot believe this game is still only 6-6.
Yeah, well, I think we might be going to golden point.
I think the Doggies are always in this arm wrestle. They've won five games in the last seven. And the most points they've scored is 20. They're always in the arm wrestle.
6-6 as Triple M rocks the footy.
Every story of business starts with someone saying, I will do this. With someone deciding it's time to make things bigger, faster, more beautiful. When you're ready to move your business forward, search NAB Business Progress. NAB, more than money.
This game has literally had everything. Two sin bins, an incredible hit from Sivo, and almost try of the year from Sivo. It's been literally everything. I mean, still only the two tries in it, but it's been end-to-end. They've been throwing the footy around, smashing each other. That's what you want just a few weeks out from the finals.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you do, Emma. Mate, it's got me excited. I'm on like Donkey Kong, baby.
Marnie, and now Parramatta with the ball. 10 metres inside is the fresh man, the number 18.
Tepai
Marawa, who's, I think this is just about time with Parramatta. I think he's moving on this year too.
Go Union.
Goes across now to from Moses.
Oh, here we go.
And here he goes now. Back up the middle. Yes. Back into the traffic is Manu Ma'u. He's 19 metres out. Gets up and plays it back. Marnie. And then it comes out to Dylan Brown. Who kicks? And Seaver's there. Oh, if it's time. He's caught it and taken it over the sideline.
Wow.
Micah Seaver. There, Dinkum. Your old man's come all the way from Fiji. And the ball comes across now.
Ducking.
Yes, Arawira Naira.
Well, he's bombed three. He's bombed two.
Now the ball comes across now. And they'll play at the Dogs, 15 their own side of halfway.
Well, you know what? Parramatta have had their chances. If they've got to slide down, I reckon the Dogs could get them here now. I don't want them to.
Holland has the ball. His family have come all the way from Singleton to watch him play. Marshall King back to Elliott. Elliott's taken by Sean Lane. When I was playing, my family wouldn't even go from Redfern to Waterloo Oval to watch me play.
Yeah, I know why.
Marshall King in there at dummy half. Referee says, go back and play it again. And
just wait.
What a game it's been, boys. Still only six all, 18 minutes left.
Could finish like this.
Napa. Is it, are you sure it's too early for a field goal?
Maybe not, no.
Marshall King, Lewis, Foran. Foran is tackled, 28 metres out, 10 in from touch. And from the play of the ball, it comes back to Lewis. Lewis got it away to Napa. Napa is taken by Tefai Moroa. And he'll play 18 metres out, and this is the last tackle now. Across to Lewis, who puts a very casual kick up. Comes down, Mike Aceva gets under it.
Aceva.
And takes it beautifully.
Yeah.
11 metres out.
Oh, nearly knocked that on then.
His dad might be making him nervous.
Maybe he is. Stage fright. And hello to anybody listening to us via Triple M Fiji.
Bulla.
Always good to have you on. Yeah. Bulla Vanaka.
Yeah.
And then here's Takarangi, 20 metres out.
Bulla.
The play of the ball.
Oh, mate, the Dogs.
The right. So look at this defence from the Dogs, though. Yeah. And then a stupid pass.
Who was that? They were very lucky.
It was Wonga Blake.
Yeah, that's pressure. Hopuati, 193 metres tonight. He's been outstanding. He's been the best on the park at the moment. Am I right or wrong, boys?
Yeah, you're right.
Who did you say? Hopper.
Yeah,
I'd agree with that, mate. I'd agree. There's the kick from Parramatta. Downtown she goes. And Dallin Watini Zalesniak takes it easily 25 metres out. Gives it away to Meany. Meany is taken by Jennings and then drives him back. And he'll play at 21 metres his own side of halfway to Foran, who got it away to Hopper Whitey. Maybe they're offside, but anyway, Tepai Moroa pulls him down. He's got that old-fashioned headgear on, Tepai Moroa. Have a go at it. It's like someone's going to shoot him out of a cannon or something. 10 metres their own side of halfway. And now Lewis gets it away to Faitala Mariner. Up to the halfway and then shoots a little pass back. And it comes out one side to Jackson. And Jackson's taken by Jennings. Big man. The big men come together. Right on the halfway line. Six all. 15 and a half to go. Now Elliott. Elliott has taken 10 metres inside Parramatta's end of the field. Last tackle, Marshall King, Foran, Hopewati kicks through, picked up by Gutherson.
Gutho.
Taken by Foran in a beautiful tackle.
Just Gutho, he's playing at a great level tonight too. But even Foz, nice kick in that short side. Let's see what they got here.
Mike Aceva will play it back. Get it away to Paulo and look at him go, this big monster. Look at him go. 10 metres, he's own side of halfway. Who's there? Hopewati to stop him. Marnie. And then it comes back to Sean Lane. And Lane is taken by Adam Elliott just inside the Dogs' end of the field on tackle four. And from the play of the ball, we've got Marnie at dummy half. Goes to Gutherson. Gutherson's taken quite easily in a tackle. And backslam. They call for a penalty there, Parramatta.
Duplex.
Last tackle. Moses, this is a good kick.
That's a great
pressure. Up goes Zalesniak, drops it. Drops it, picked up by penalty Bulldogs. Penalty Bulldogs.
He's inside 10 before you put him back on side.
Okay, offside, the defence offside after the kick.
Great play
Dogs
by
get
Moses.
A penalty.
Great play by Moses. I'm not sure he's
offside kick.
There. Yeah, it was a beautiful kick, and it was a good chase too. I think he was it Dylan Brown? I think he might have said it was offside. That's what he said.
Yeah, I'm going to call that my Macca's moment. I'm loving it. Our Macca's moment. I had something at Macca's Rose Hill today.
What'd you have, mate?
I had the double fish, the double fillet of fish.
Oh, how nice.
Oh, beautiful.
Something was a bit fishy.
I love the fillet of fish.
Bit of mayonnaise.
And by the way, this week's celebrations, Footy Fans Drink of the Week at celebrations, Johnny Walker Black Label, 700 mil, $46.99, just in time for Father's Day.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Sean, get
out. Every day is Father's Day for me.
Played back now. It comes across to Jackson. That's because you're married to that lovely, beautiful woman, Tara.
And I've got two beautiful kids to go with it.
Played back to Marshall King, who gets it away to Elliott, and then it goes out to Lewis. It's loose. but it's picked up by Kieran Holland. He goes Kieran Holland. He's away, Kieran Holland. Oh. Then he kicks for his winger. Meany chases it. But it's batted over the dead ball line. Oh, the Doggies. 13 to go, 6 all, Parramatta and Canterbury.
The Doggies are barking here, MG.
The Dogs are coming.
Who got the Dogs up?
I tell you what, they're looking. We said it at half-time, didn't we?
Yep.
If the Eels don't come out and blow them off the park in the opening 15, I think the Dogs might win in an arm wrestle. And
that's a beautiful kick from Kerrod Holland.
Yeah, very nice from Baby Blue Eyes there.
The old boy from Singleton, they're listening to us in the Royal Hotel via the app.
The Greyhounds.
Chow down on the schnitzels.
Speaking of that on the replay here, it's just showing Dean Pay chewing at home like a favourite.
Now, the Dogs go on the attack. Napa has it. 30 out. Kick the field goal, boys. Kick the field goal. Now we'll get up and play it back. Marshall King. And then Lewis goes to Fatala Mariner, who's going to play it 20 metres out on tackle two. Marshall King is there. Back it goes to Lewis. Napa goes straight up the middle. Taken by Tepai Moroa. Marshall King goes across to Lewis again. And then out to Fatala Mariner.
They had to go the right. There was like 6-on-3.
Five out from the Parramatta line, just to the right-hand side of the upright. Tackle four. Marshall King, Foran changes direction. Foran goes out left side. Foran still going. And he'll play it 1 metre out, tackle five. This is the last play of the set. Last play. Marshall King, Lewis, they run it. Holland, why didn't he give it? He does get it. He gets it out to Meany. Meany goes over in the corner. Does he get it down cleanly?
Yes, he does.
Let's go upstairs, says referee Atkins. Coach Hire replay. I think this will be a try, Dogs.
What a ball.
Oh, wow. The Dogs.
Someone's getting nude off in the game. Nude runs.
Yeah, Del. Great. Let's have a look at it. Nick Meany can't finish. That's... He's dropped it. I think he's dropped it, Nick Meany.
He has. Just confirming to see if he maintains possession.
There's a foot from Mitchell Moses.
I think it's a try.
No, there's a foot from Mitchell Moses.
That's a sin bin.
He's dropped the ball.
Nick Meany loses possession. Yeah, however, it's Mitchell Moses' right foot that makes contact with the hand of...
That's a sin bin.
10 minutes.
We have a decision. This will be a penalty try.
Penalty try, Dogs.
No.
Penalty try, Dogs. Well, I tell you what. He had no option. The referee. The video referee. He had no option. Penalty try, Dogs. Right under the sticks now.
Wow.
Atkins points to the spot. Dogs 10, Parramatta 6. As Triple M rocks the footy and does a big dull doughy in the Mitsubishi Triton.
Well, what a great pass there by Kieran Holland. He kicked that ball before. He gets the pass around the corner. And, geez, Nick Meany can't finish. I know he's got dislodged then, but he put his body height in a position where to get the ball down, and he would have got it down if it wasn't for a right hand.
Guffo's arguing the point, but there's no argument.
There's no 10-minute sin bin now, but...
No, it's one or the other.
Yeah.
And that's a right decision.
Yeah, penalty try. Yeah, he had no option. Penalty try.
His foot, Mitchell Moses' foot hit Nick Meany on the wrist.
Yep.
Constituting a foot to the wrist.
Yep.
The old small cheeseburger meal with the raspberry and custard pie at Macca's for $4.
That was a Macca's moment.
Oh, hit her in the eye with a custard pie, a raspberry and custard pie. Here's Meany from right in front. And it'll be Bulldogs 12, Parramatta 6. 10.5 left. As Triple M rocks the footy.
Well, can you see the Eels coming back here? I don't know.
12-6.
Of course.
Sebo's bombed 2 tries.
Of course.
As Triple M rocks thy footy.
You can score big at McDonald's. Right now, grab a cheeseburger, crispy golden fries, a small Coke with your choice of an apple or raspberry and custard pie for just $4. A little goes a long way at Macca's. Available 10:30 a.m. to midnight for a limited time.
Yeah, unlucky there from Mitchell Moses, but gee, he has been desperate this last 10 minutes. He was trying to stop that try. The set before, he was the only Parramatta player chasing who knocked it dead. So you can see that I think he's been good tonight, both with the ball and in defence as well. But gee, this is going down to the wire. And Dell, just to let you know, apparently it's a $5,000 fine if you come onto the field nude whilst the game's going on. So maybe wait till it's over.
Well, I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to put him in the ream hot water just so that there's no chance of anything. Just to warm him up before we'll get him into the ream hot water.
I've got faith in Parramatta.
And we'll get you a cake of soap there, mate. You can scrub yourself clean. You're always talking about what people wash their hair with. What do you wash your hair with?
Oh, I don't need to wash my hair with anything.
I know. Well, yeah, well, tonight. Now the ball is played back to Marshall King. And then from inside the 40, Lachlan Lewis kicks it to Carlos.
Sorry.
Play at 18. He's outside of halfway.
Oh,
I almost went to call him Lincoln and then Wally at the same time.
Lolly.
Here's Takarangi. Oh, Takarangi. He's going to get thrown over.
That's going to be a penalty.
Thrown over the sideline.
Yeah, penalty.
Penalty Parramatta. Same. Penalty Parramatta. Well, I tell you what, this game has had everything. Two in the bin, two on report, a penalty try. At the end, Wendell's going to streak.
That's
unbelievable.
On the cross, one. And this is our job?
Yeah.
Come on.
You don't want to get paid, do you, MG?
No, I never do.
For the love.
Surrender!
I just about do.
Same.
I'm looking to sign a significant two-figure deal with Triple M, perhaps next year. Now the ball comes back across to Kane Evans. He gets down on one.
Big Kano.
12 points to 6. The Dogs lead Para with 9 to go. Played back to Marnie, who goes right to Brown, who goes right to Gutherson, who then goes out to Wunga Blake. They're inside the 8, the 10. They're 9 metres out and one in from touch. Played back to Takarangi. Sent across to Gutherson. Given out to Marnie. Then given to Paulo. Taken by Faitala Mariner. But he pops it back. And it comes out from Marnie. Out it goes now from Moses to Brown. Then Lane. Lane. He's only
Great
1 metre out. He's only
Josh
1 metre out.
Josh Jackson.
Well, look at him out deep right side. Knock on Sean Lane. Knock on Sean Lane. He's knocked it on Sean Lane. And he's throwing his toys out of the cot. He's blowing up the Lux.
Mate, that tackle by Josh Jackson.
One of the best.
That was unbelievable. Mate, he was home and hose then. Mate, he got his body in there, got him in a position, and just flipped him.
Mate, Sean Lane, 6'7".
Yeah.
And he put, that's debatable whether he lost that or not without some help from Dallin. But Sean Lane against one of his first clubs, one of his clubs he's played for, Manly as well as the Warriors. Now he finds his home at the Eels, but he was scoring for all money then.
Yep, he was.
Josh Jackson, one of the best tackles you'll ever see, stops him from crossing the line. Oh, the blitz is
on. Oh, the push.
Hang on, we've got a scrub. We've had an actual win against the feed, so the referee says we'll have a scrub again.
The referees don't know what a scrub is. How can they say it collapsed? It didn't collapse.
Yeah,
it was a good push.
Yeah, well, 10 metres out. Well, you can't have a scrum. Well, you can, but you never do.
Should be able to push, but geez, we're not allowed to hook anymore.
Marshall King got it away to Remus Smith.
What about the defence? Geez, that was aggressive.
Played back to Lewis, and then it went out to Harawira Naira, who got out of one and got out of two. And
good
then
run.
Straightened it up, Harawira Naira, and got a pass back. But if they can get up the other end, now it's field goal time. Here's Foran. He's going to be taken by Montecimo, who drops him. No, he tried to drop him over the sideline, but he couldn't get him there. Played back to Hopewade, now Faitala Mariner. And why are they forcing the pass, the Dogs?
Yeah.
They're playing like they're behind.
Yeah. They're 6 points in front, I agree.
Marshall King, then Hopewade. Hopewade turned to pass, but he was taken by Paulo right on the halfway line. Played back then to Marshall King, who got it away to Napa. Have we seen Cogger yet?
No.
I think we have.
No.
10 metres inside the Parramatta end, last tackle.
Together.
Is Foran from 40 out, puts the kick up. Gutherson gets under it. Mike Aceva. Hopewade went up and forced the pressure. But Aceva took it beautifully. 12 out from his own line. 6 to go. Dogs 12. Parramatta 6. Parramatta led 6-0 after about 4 minutes and haven't scored again. So Kane Evans does a crazy sort of a cross-field run. I don't know what that was all about, but he'll play it now 20 metres out. Now it goes out to Takarangi. 15, his own side of the halfway line. So now Nathan Brown. Brown could be the game changer. Still anyone's game. 5.5 to go. But Parramatta, they're down the wrong end. Tackle 5, says the referee. played back to come across for Moses to kick. Now, where's Meany and where's the fullback with Zalesniak? No pressure. 15 out Dallin. 20 out Dallin. Looks for support. Gets it away. Oh, it comes out to Hopewadi. Wow. Hopewadi down the sideline. Jeez. Hopper steps inside Dylan Brown, but Brown stopped him.
That was forward, boys.
That's by a metre.
Easy.
Couple of metres short of the halfway. Remus Smith goes short, then open. And then he'll play
the back. The one-on-one strip will be happening soon.
Yeah, here's Hopewadi. Hopewadi's gone right through.
Hopper.
Oh, give him the mongrel boots now.
Mate, yeah, just size him up.
Now, was Lesnia. It's been a long night. It goes across the Harawira Naira.
What's he doing?
And he gets out of one. Gets up and goes again. Line it up for a field goal, you damn fools. 4.5 to go.
Set it up.
Dogs 12, Parramatta 6. Who's at dummy half?
Makes more points.
It's Marshall King. It's Lewis. He got it away to Elliott. Elliott tried to shrug off the big man, Paulo. 10 metres out. 15 in from touch. 4 left in the game. Tackle 5. Marshall King is there. He gets it back. He kicks across field to Lewis. Who's going to be there?
Oh, Seva.
Seva. Well, why didn't they go for the field goal?
Exactly. And stop kicking it to him. Hit it on the half of the centre. Give your winger a chance to cut. Especially with a goal like Remus Smith. He's 6'6".
Installer Ream, or as we like to say, installer Remus Smith. Paulo Evans. Evans. He's given away a pass to Mao. Then it comes out to Wunga Blake. Meany's got him.
Here we go.
That goes back to Mao. Mao down the sideline for Parramatta. Can he get around Elliott? No, Elliott's got him. And pulled him down just short of the halfway. Played back to Takaman.
There we go.
And Moses. And he floats one across to Dylan Brown. Over the halfway line goes Dylan. Gets it away to Sean Lane. Lane. He offloads it to Micah Siva. He gets out of one.
Yeah.
He's taken by Hopper.
What a game.
12 metres out. Tackle 4. Played back now. It comes in field from Jennings to Dylan Brown to Moses. And then it goes out to Tepai Moroa. And then Wunga Blake. And Blake turns and floats it back to anybody. Paulo's got it. Paulo. He puts on the step, the big man. Close in on him. Paulo. He's got the numbers. Then he gets it out to Gutherson. Micah Sivo again. Sivo's caught. On the sideline, he floats one back across to Brown, and then Brown gets it to Moses, and then Moses on tackle 4 straightens up, comes across to the left again. He gets a pass away to Jennings, and Jennings is 12 metres out. Oh, move in and tackle him, and Brown, he's 10 metres out. Tackle 5.
What have they got?
2.5 minutes left to play. Marnie's a dummy half. Marnie kicks it. The Hopper man is there, and he takes it dead. Hopewadi, man of the match for sure. Man of the match for sure.
And the crowd tonight, 18,071.
That's Thank great you. For Thursday night.
Oh, that is so good. The atmosphere. It's like a coliseum in here.
That's fantastic.
Well, they'll get one more set.
Mongrel boots for everyone in here.
Oh, there has to be.
You get mongrel boots. You get mongrel boots.
You and you. What can they do? Mitchell Moses, he's got to be the man to get them back into this.
Yep.
12-6.
They'll get one set. One set takes about a minute and 20 seconds, I reckon.
So inside the final two, the Parramatta Eels need a try and a goal to level us up. Or we're going to see a bit of an upset here.
Oh.
Here's Junior Paulo. And straight away got it away to Kane Evans. Kane Evans will play at 29 metres out in centre field. 90 seconds to go. Dogs 12, Parramatta 6. Here's Big Paulo. Taken by Renoff Tuomanga. 20 metres out on tackle 2. There's centre field. And played back now from Marnie to Moses to Brown. To Brown will be taken about 9 metres out by Fatal the Mariner. That's tackle 3. 1 minute and 10 to go. Now we go across. It comes out for Gutherson.
Gutherson.
He's...
King Gutho.
4 metres out. He'll play it to Marnie. Marnie at dummy half. Goes across. Gets it away to Moses. Moses looks for Evans. Beautiful defence. Beautiful defence. Last tackle. 9 metres out. Last tackle. The ball comes across. Here comes the kick. There's the chase. They're going to take it dead again, are they, the Dogs?
Yeah, they are.
But I tell you what. 45 seconds. Dogs 12. Parramatta 6. On the Mitsubishi Triton scoreboard.
That is a fantastic defensive set from the Doggies.
The
and they've been so, so brave tonight. What a brave effort. Dean Pay.
Courageous.
Take a bow. Your team are turning into something who we love to watch.
All right. Tyre Power shot clock's on. 18 seconds left in the game. There's the dropout. Dogs 12, Parramatta 6. Now, Dylan Brown to Paulo. Paulo to Gutherson. And then it goes across and they flick past.
Oh.
And get one between the legs to Takarangi. Takarangi steps inside one and two. And Takarangi keeps it alive. And it's full time. It's full time. Takarangi, he gets it to Paulo. And Paulo, he comes at Tuamunga and gets a pass across to Jennings. Oh. And then Jennings gets it away to Brown. And Brown, he needs support. And he passes it back to Dylan Brown. And then it goes out to Takarangi again. And Takarangi gets out of a tackle. And he pops it back to Dylan Brown again. They've lost 20 metres. And then it's taken, and it's all over. It's all over. The Dogs have won.
The Dogs.
What a game. What a win for the Bulldogs. What a win for the mighty blue and whites tonight here at Bankwest Stadium. Courage, conviction. They came from six down, and they won 12-6. What a finish.